Hello?
Hello there, good evening. My name is Christian and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a townhome, an apartment, a condominium, a manufactured home, or a mobile home?
It's a single family home.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. We really appreciate your participation. Do you own or rent your home?
Own it.
Thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
2018, I believe.
2018?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I believe so.
How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
13.
13, thank you. And have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm?
Yes.
A Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 2 hurricane?
Do you know what the wind speeds on that is or anything like that?
Ooh.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. A Category 3 hurricane?
I don't think so, no.
And none of up to 5, no? Just those two? Just
no.
1 and 2?
No. Okay. Yeah, just 1 and 2, yeah.
Okay, and do you, by any chance, remember the name or the years of those two hurricanes and the tropical storm?
Irma, I believe, was one of them, and that's really the only one I can remember off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Can you give me the estimated year of the other hurricane?
I don't remember, honestly. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. What about this tropical storm? Do you remember the year of that one?
No. I'm sorry, no.
It's okay. Okay, thank you. Have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. How vulnerable do you feel in the present moment to damage from a hurricane, a related tornado, or a flooding for hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters and board up your home, yes or no?
Yes.
Would you buy supplies or equipment, yes or no?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
And if you had to, would you evacuate, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. When would you like to begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Within 24 hours, within 36 hours, or within 48 hours?
I would say 48 hours.
Thank you, sir. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I feel very certain.
Thank you, sir. And please select your top 3 sources of information. And I'm going to go down the list here.
Sure.
The internet, social media, the radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family.
Okay, so I'm going to say I need to pick 3.
If you can, 3. If not, then that's fine.
Okay, I would say it would be the internet, the TV, and friends and family.
Thank you, sir. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I would say we're at about a 4.
Thank you, sir. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm before? And I'm going to go down the list and you tell me yes or no.
Sure.
Okay, cost of housing.
No.
Cost of food and other essentials.
No.
Cost of childcare.
No.
Cost of insurance.
No.
Transportation costs.
Nope. No.
Loss of income or unemployment.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
I don't believe so, no.
No. Okay, so neither, okay. When would you, give me a second here. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To a house of a nearby friends or family member, to another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave your current situation?
Probably another state if we had to evacuate, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
We have two.
Thank you. And do you know what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I do not. I'm sorry. No.
It's okay. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain you could? You probably could. You probably could not. And you certainly could not come up with $2,000.
I'm certain I could.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it remained the same? Has it decreased?
No, it's gone up. Increased.
It's gone up? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And as a result of this increase, what actions have you taken? Have you changed your insurance provider? Yes or no?
No.
Have you increased the amount of deductible? Yes or no?
No.
Have you decreased your coverage?
No.
Have you done nothing to continue? Have you, it says nothing continued paying a higher rate. Is that it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80%, 60%, or less than 60%?
I'd say 80.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county? Yes or no?
No.
Would you consider moving to another county within Florida?
No.
Would you consider moving to another state?
Yes.
Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgages to cancel out their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider doing that if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I think the state and federal.
Thank you. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I'd say about a 4.
Thank you. How confident are you that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
I'd say about a 1.
Thank you. How confident are you that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risks?
2.
Thank you. And how confident are you that the new developments that take into account flood risks?
2.
And how confident are you that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I'd say 4.
Thank you, sir. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe
yes.
sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Yes.
And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
I'm going to say yes.
Thank you, sir. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund the initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or other?
Other.
Can you specify?
Maybe like a marijuana tax.
Oh, okay. A cannabis tax?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level.
Yes.
And are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned
yes.
are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'd say it's moderately more than somewhat.
Yes.
I'd say somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important in making that decision? And I'm going to go down the list, and you tell me, you know, you
sure.
can say 1, 2, or 3, whatever. So neighborhood,
okay.
neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rates, flood zones, proximity to other family members, proximity to a job.
Okay, I'm going to say... schools,
okay.
Neighborhood, and crime rate.
Thank you. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 and 3, between 3 and 5, between 5 and 10, and between 10 and 20, or more than 20 years?
5 and 10.
Thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished
sure.
for statistical purposes only. Could you please tell me which age group do you belong to, between 18 and 34, between 35 and 54, between 55 and 64, 65 or older?
I'm 50,
okay.
so whatever group that was in, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, thank you. Okay, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three.
Okay. And any of those?
Oh, wait, including myself. That'd be 4. I apologize. I told you wrong. Including myself, that'd be 4.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry
it's
about
okay.
that.
It's okay. It's okay. And how many people are under 12 years old?
1.
And how many people are 65 or older?
0.
Thank you. What is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married, or living with a partner?
Married.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of schooling completed by an adult member in your household?
College graduate.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
No.
Okay. What racial group do you identify yourself with?
White.
Thank you. And what language is mostly spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under 20 grand, between 20 and 30, between 30 and 50, between 50 and 75, between 75 and 100, or over 100?
75 and 100.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. These were all the questions I had for you. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Have yourself a great night, okay?
You too. Have a great night yourself. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.